Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
Welcome.
Welcome to BigSoftTitty.png, the only podcast and this is interesting because usually podcasts have like a unique selling point or something, or a description that really captures them.
Yeah.
And I think that I would describe our podcast as being the worst one.
Yeah, I'd describe our podcast as documenting the crumbling mud cliff of a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, if you listen to our podcast from this episode back to episode one, you get to see a relationship come together.
Yeah.
But only if you listen to it in reverse.
Yeah. Yeah. If you watch it, if you listen to it from beginning to now, it's more like watching a fast-forwarded video of tooth decay.
Yeah. Two teeth put next to each other, and they weren't doing well before.
No, but they really make each other worse.
Oh, boy. Hey, turns out mental illness is not helped by putting it near other mental illness. We were kind of hoping that they would fight.
Yeah.
You know, we were hoping for like an Alien versus Predator scenario.
Yeah. I think we're both the tooth and the full sugar coke that the 8-year-old puts in a dish.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's a nice positive start for us.
We're in love.
We are in love, and it's good. What's like, do you think we're romantic?
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, I think we're the most romantic boys in Newtown.
All right. Well, like, what would, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I lit a candle without anything other than just a sense of like, well, might as well do this.
Wow.
This seems like what I'd be doing if I was being nice.
That's cool. Yeah. That's nice to hear.
But like, I can't remember, I don't think I'm a person with romance in my soul.
I don't know, dude. We hug.
I'll give you a pat on the back for a job well done.
Yeah.
After a kiss. Hey, great job out there.
Yeah.
Hit the showers.
Sometimes I'll whisper compliments to the little man that lives in your mouth.
Mm. Yeah.
He loves that.
Still trying to explain to Demi what a tongue is.
Yeah.
Who's that little guy? Let me see him.
Who's that wet little guy with no face?
Hey, open up. Let me see that wet little guy. What that wet little guy do?
Yesterday we were playing with the idea, like just walking around Manly. I was looking at dogs being like, what's that, like a little man?
Yeah.
What's that, some small guy?
Yeah, we were loving it. Just how good it would be to be someone who starts conversations with people.
Yeah.
Just when you're out. And also, like, a liar.
Yeah.
Just seeing a guy skateboarding and be like, oh, that one's great, huh? I got one of those. We should hang out. Seeing a guy listening to music, be like, what do you listen to there? Oh, man, we should start a band. I've got a guitar. What do you play? Oh, you'll learn. You can sing. You don't sing? You can rap, dude. Anyway, what are you doing after this?
After what?
Huh?
After
the conversation. I feel like it's going to end sometime soon, so maybe you can book in for another conversation?
Yeah, all right, definitely.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
After I
definitely
finish talking to you here.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's me from that conversation just earlier. I've mastered the art of chaining conversations.
Yeah, I know you have.
Thank you.
It's great, and it's not unsettling.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Like, it's not like quite like having the rug ripped out from under you as it is having a rug
It's having a very long rug just constantly pulled as you roll, as you tumble over it head over tail, just trying to stop or regain your balance, but you cannot.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Great dog. Hey, that thing must bark like heck, huh? We should hang out.
Tumble, 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 tumble. Please stop the rug. Please stop the rug.
God. Talking is so hard.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I had to, like, actually try and make a friend. I'm so glad for that. Remember, like, in high school or uni where you would be like, or primary school even, where you'd have to consciously be like, I'm going to befriend you.
Not really. The last time I remember doing it was on a certain TV show on the Foxtel network, being like, I'm going to try very hard to like you.
Mm-hmm. And that was for your castmates, because you were like, you know what?
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Worked with maybe three of them.
The thing that I enjoyed most about being on TV and the time that I was is when you have like
the money.
The money. I just love money.
We were so rich. Let's talk about what we bought with our money.
That's the best thing about being on TV, because you have that one little burst where you're like, well, it's going to be like this forever.
Yeah. What were the things that you bought? Because I remember I bought little doorways to put in all of my teeth so that the germs could live in there and make friends with each other, but slam the door if they needed to.
Uh-huh. So you kind of let the enamel be fine because you wanted all of the toxins or whatever
out.
Just to go right to the tooth.
Yes.
But so you're... Tooth looks nice, but
no, just so they live in, so they can live in there and make friends.
Yeah, right.
And I won't be alone. So, what did you buy?
A bunch of gemeralds. They're kind of emeralds that are gems.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive. Don't lose a lot of value. But I went heavy into gemeralds.
Yeah.
And I also bought some wonderful sex.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is something.
I finally bought those jerking off lessons that I always wanted to take.
And you're so good at it now.
Thank you so much.
And I don't have to do anything. So the one thing that I really liked, I bought some joy locks. They're sort of like dreadlocks, but you get them and you feel really good about them. And also it's not a problem if white people get them.
That's great. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
I bought some frickin' warlocks.
Oh, did you?
I'm spooked out by those guys. They got an infernal pact.
So why did you buy those? And were they were expensive. Why did you get those?
Actually, they were suspiciously cheap, but I had to sign in blood.
I brought some salt to surround the house with for the witches.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to lick that salt up.
Are witches slugs?
Huh. I think the thing that I bought... Oh, God, what did I buy? Because I remember I made, like, some stupid... choices.
I bought a rowing machine.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
For real?
Uh-huh. It was one of the first things I bought.
Oh, my God.
Bought a rowing machine and then was like, oh.
How many times did you use that? Because they're like $2,000.
Yeah, it was a lot of money.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up,
Demi. It was
this
beautiful one, though, because it was almost entirely wood. But it, like, had the computer on it and it looked gorgeous.
That is... the stupidest, like, suddenly have a lot of money purchase you could make.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where you just became obsessed with rowing. And also, the idea that you would be the person rowing rather than the little guy in the front of the boat that tells them where they're going.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because I should have just bought, like, a speedboat machine so I could just sit in it and then feel boat.
Yeah. You know what we should get? Those machines that...
vibrate
it's a vibrating you. Belt.
Well, I got one of those things once, one of those platforms that you stand on.
Yeah.
And after about a minute of standing on it, I was like, my ass is so big, it feels like this machine is ripping the flesh from my bones. I cannot actually stand on this because it's hurting me. It gave me bruises?
Really?
Like, it just gave me these speckled bruises down my leg because of how fast my, like, thighs and ass were moving.
Yeah, you have a big butt. And so that shaking around is like
it was awful.
5 kilos of weight just flubbing around.
It was rough.
A lot of micro tears in that muscle, I bet.
Yeah. But also the rest of my body really felt like it was doing a good job from the round of applause it was getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those cheeks were clapping.
Yeah.
And because you were standing up, that meant it meant so much more. I think the fitness thing that I bought was PT sessions with that guy who
toughening.
Yeah, penis
toughening.
So they
just sort of take some sandpaper to it and just every week just sort of to roughen a layer of it?
Yeah, that makes it smaller, which, I mean, thank God, because if this thing is going to be small, might as well be tiny.
Yeah.
And which it also is. Makes it incredibly hard, like a diamond.
Yeah, like a diamond.
Like a diamond.
Small and hard.
So small.
So hard.
Yeah. Looks very out of place just above my awful little balls. It really could belong in an engagement ring or a promise ring.
Yeah. So Tom actually didn't have a penis until one day he got kidney stones, and once he pissed it out, it just sort of hung to the top of his balls.
Yeah, once
and
it came out of
penis.
My hole.
Yeah, once it came out of your hole, then that was the penis.
It also smells like a tonsil stone. It's a very interesting object that I have. Anyway, I can't wait to finally come.
Yeah. I know.
That's
one
why
day.
I took those jerk-off lessons. You know, they've been like, so once you've mastered the basics, you can do something kind of interesting like this. And he held his hand still and then, you know, moved back and forth, fucking it.
Yeah.
I was like, my dick is a hard little awful rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So how are you going to, I don't know, you're going to need some kind of tiny tool. Maybe, use like a jeweler's drill to drill a hole in one of your fingernails that you can fuck.
That'd be nice.
Yeah,
finally,
like half a millimeter.
Finally, the forgiving softness of keratin.
Well, you know, the dick's so hard.
But what I got, apart from the penis toughening sessions, the other thing that I bought was that the sessions with that personal trainer kind of taught me how to deadlift wrong and maybe messed up my back.
Irreparably? You would say?
I don't want to say irreparably because I feel like it could be repared, but right now it certainly is a recurring problem that is currently happening.
When you say you think it could be rapper, it kind of sounded like you're a Swedish hip hop artist. Yeah, they rapper. Hip hop, hippie.
Yeah.
Hip hip hop.
I love Swedish gangster rap. They're always going on about how they're going to pull up and go, byung, byung.
Put J's everywhere? What are you doing with all those J's?
Bjorg, Bjorg. Swedish gun.
Hey, hey, leave some fucking J's for the rest of us, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Sluts.
Come on, fucking Swedes.
Sluts.
Yeah.
They're all sluts.
Knew you'd fall into a hole of just saying sluts over and over again.
Yeah, sluts.
Yeah.
So what other stuff did you buy with your immense wealth when you were on the television, Tom?
Well, I did that. I got the personal training sessions, which just meant that me and my friend James went to the same guy for, you know, kind of learning how to work out and stuff. And it meant that we basically were both taught not particularly well, but very enthusiastically by a man who then opened up to us about how prolifically he'd been cheating on his wife. This is that same guy.
Professional cheating, too.
Professional cheating, yeah. He'd been going to see sex workers, I think, every week.
Yeah.
On a pretty incredible schedule. And then it started fucking the people he was personal training as well.
Yeah.
Not me, for some reason. I guess he wanted to fuck my back up a bit more before he finally got to my dick and balls.
Which is
where you fuck a man.
That's where you fuck a man if you need to.
Yeah. You got to kind of scrunch the balls together.
Wrap the balls together so there's a fold, yes, and then the penis. Well, that doesn't really come into it because it's, you know, it's almost inverted in a lot of ways.
It's all messed up. All men have a messed up,
little,
tiny, awful
penis. For a
penis,
yes. So another thing that I bought when I had TV money, I just got some new ears.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were done hearing no.
No, they weren't on me. They were on, I bought someone else's ears so they could listen to my bitch wife.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't want to do it.
You go listen for me.
I bought your ears, so they're my ears. And don't you listen to her for me. Uh-huh. I'm listening. You're not.
Yeah. You get all the information.
I get the info. Well, you have to tell me.
But yeah.
And I'll listen with my ears to you. But she's so shrill.
Ugh. Wives do love being shrill.
First day having a pocket, huh? Phone fell on the ground.
Phone fell out of the pocket. Really good, Demi.
Yes.
Man, my back hurts.
Oh, does it?
Yes. I don't want to be podcasting, but we have to. What I want to be doing right now is lying perfectly still and feeling fine.
Why don't you lie down?
I don't.
Lie down on the ground.
But no. Wait, okay, I will do that in just a second.
Yeah.
But let me just share this because it's an epiphany I've just had. Mm. What I want, pretty much more than anything, is to lie perfectly still and not feel at all.
Not feel emotions even?
I'd be fine with that.
Oh, that's cool for me. Thanks.
I think that is an ambition of mine. To lie perfectly still and just be.
Do you want to break up?
No.
But you don't want to feel.
Yeah, do you?
Yes, I like feeling, yes.
Freak.
So...
All right, well, let's take you to the fucking touch pool since you're, like, feeling so much, freak.
Okay.
While you do that, I'm going to be over here doing the nice adult thing of distancing myself from emotion.
And so how
enjoy
long
your samsara, idiot.
Until you do get a therapist?
I'm getting one later today.
Uh-huh.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to being like, all right, so here's the thing.
Fix
I'm very,
this.
I'm very
Fix it.
I'm very sad. Mm. I'm very anxious. But also, I'm right to be. Because look at this. And then I'll just like lay out the very boring facts of my life. And she's like, oh, yeah, you done goofed.
That is, well, that's the thing is right now, because we're all in a pandemic, you talk to your therapist and you're like, yeah, well, this is how I'm feeling. I'm just like anxious and stressed. And yeah. And I feel like a lot of the people around me are distanced because they are like also anxious and stressed. And they're like, and is that a reasonable way to feel? And you're like,
I don't know. I just feel like my way of living is unstable and I'm not sure that I'm making the best choices. Okay, and do you think that...
And your therapist is like...
Yes, dude!
Your therapist is like, me too.
Yes.
So.
I don't know. Yeah, if you think the way you live feels unstable, I have a living that's based on the guy who drives a truck around on Twitch making a stable income. So, it could be worse.
Yeah. Yeah. But do follow us on Twitch, though.
Huh?
Do follow us on Twitch.
Do follow us on Twitch. Also, check out the Patreon.
And
Patreon.com/BigSoftTitty for more episodes.
Oh, every week. By your money. We
love getting money so much.
What else did you buy with your immense wealth back in the day, Tom?
Joke answer or real answer? Joke? Okay, cool.
I'd love a joke answer, please.
Wonderful. One joke answer coming
up.
Yeah,
one joke answer, please.
One funny answer coming right up.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Mm. Nothing better than coming out and be like, all right, well, you'll want a surprise then, I suppose.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, I bought, let me see. I bought a late period Van Gogh, I believe.
Mm. Yeah. That's a Van Gogh that thought it was pregnant.
Yeah, it was the Van Gogh that was, he was very worried because he hadn't gotten his period yet.
Yeah.
He was just holding his ear in a thing, being like, oh, I don't know.
He's cut his ear off. Oh, that's where you think he gets his period from? His bloody ear gash?
His bloody ear gash. No, he was holding his ear because he was like, if I'm going to be told that I'm pregnant, I can't hear it with both my ears. That would be too much.
That would be way too much. Why did he cut that dang thing off?
He wanted to send it to a lady because he was obsessed with her.
And she only had the one or like? Was he gonna like send her a card that was like, I feel eerie without you?
I'm listening.
Hear you're single. what other cards could Van Gogh send to a lady, huh?
Van Gogh's, yeah, okay, so it's got... You're holding this thing in your hands. It's pretty damp.
Yeah.
But on the outside is like a funny thing. But then on the inside, you're pretty sure you're holding it and you're like, couldn't be an ear in here.
Couldn't be an ear.
I mean, this is just my gut feeling here.
Yeah.
It really feels like there's an ear inside.
Feels like it's an ear.
But that couldn't be it. Because this, anyway, let's read the outside of this card.
Yeah.
Mm, I hear you've had trouble listening to me. And now to open it. Ah.
Ah. What if open it up and
you... So let me lend you my ear.
What if you're like, is this an ear? And you read the card and it says like, do I have a crush on you? Who knows? Fuck. Shit. Fuck.
Hey, a second card.
Yeah.
Hey, so I just realized, I looked in the mirror and boy is my face red. Hey, because of the ear thing. Also, I thought that I was chopping off my nose.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I got turned around. I don't know if you know, but I'm the crazy artist Vincent Van Gogh.
Who like to eat paint.
I'm mental.
I'm fucking twisted.
I'm freaking mental. And also, Can I grab that ear off you?
I would like, you know what would be great is like a, you know how Kids Bop just does CDs or like, you know, songs and stuff. It would be great if they started doing movies and they did like Suicide Squad and the Joker just had like silly written on his forehead.
I was thinking.
Jared Leto just says.
I think they should do paintings, but for kids.
Paintings
I think they
for
should
kids,
do,
yeah.
I don't know, like instead of the scream, it's like the yell.
Yeah.
And it's the same exact painting, but he's getting slimed. Wouldn't that be good? You know, yeah. Instead of Satin devouring his son.
Fuck, that was like, what I was going to take. All right, you tell me your fucking joke for it.
Well, either he's just cranking the son's head back and he's grabbing a pez out of his neck.
Yeah, that's fun.
Or,
like that one.
I don't know, he's dipping the son in the chocolate you get with Dunkaroos.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're both really good. I don't even have a good one.
Okay.
I can't even fucking. It's not even.
What about Mona Lisa, but she's got Sonic's eyes? You know how Sonic has one weird eye?
Oh my god.
Oh my, you know that Jesus. One painting that's like, I think it's like the Mad King Ivan or something. It's the guy holding his son and he's just like clearly beating him to death.
No, I don't know that one actually.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, it should show that a bunch of rings came out of the sun.
That's funny. Yep. Yes.
Yeah, it took a long time, but we finally got done photoshopping all these Monster Energy drinks into the Last Supper.
Why? I don't think that would take that long.
It does. It really does. Every time you take your eye off it, they replace it with Red Bull because that gives you wings and that's closer to Jesus. Let's take a break here and see. Hey, listeners, see you after the ad.
So that would spell Adku.
Fuck off.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, so there should be paintings but for kids.
There should be paintings but for kids,
What are some other things they should be like Kids Bop version of?
I was like, like sunflowers but they're flossing.
Yes! Yes! She's got it! She's back!
That's good. It's good.
Yeah.
She's back. Pack, dance.
Maybe, Mona Lisa, but clearly out of... there's another painting just down the block and it shows you that... underneath the line of the frame, she's doing the symbol that means she gets to punch you in the arm.
Oh, yeah, she gets to punch you in the arm. What about, like, I mean, like, paintings for teens?
Yeah, what about the Mona Lisa, but she's holding a Nintendo Switch?
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
Mm. I agree.
I think that's funny. Another funny thing would probably be, like, Starry Night, but there's a Nintendo Switch. Or, like, maybe it's, like, Starry Night, but it's got that silly moon face from the Mighty Boosh. And he's saying, like, oh, I'm the moon.
And he's got a Nintendo Switch.
He's got a Nintendo Switch, too, yeah.
We're really angling for that Nintendo Switch sponsorship on this podcast.
Yeah, so what's another painting then?
What's another painting?
Yeah.
Maybe that, you know that Leonardo da Vinci thing with the guy holding his arms out? Vitruvian Man?
No, he's got 4 Nintendo Switches.
Yeah. So he's just holding
And just the biggest penis possible.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's huge.
We made 2 changes. We added Switches and we really fattened up that hog.
Oh, yeah. Huge hog.
Yeah. To be honest, I spent most of my time drawing the hog. And I think you can tell that because it goes all the way onto the second page. What's wrong?
Tummy.
You got a hurdy tummy?
Mm.
Oh, no.
No, it's all right. It's going away. It's fine. It's fine. It's going away.
Oh,
I'm better.
Fuck me.
I'm better.
Is it gallstone?
No, it's lower down.
Okay. What are you feeling? Any, like, period cramps?
Yeah, I think it's period cramps.
Oof.
The non-baby is kicking.
Why didn't you fertilize me?
I'm Zoe.
It's punching its way out. Man, I'm so glad I don't have a pussy.
Yeah.
even with my fucked up little dick, it's like, oh.
At least you mean you're glad you don't have, like, ovaries, right?
Yeah, sure.
I think they're the things that cause all the issues.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't understand how either reproductive system works.
Great.
I know that the balls are kind of sitting around. Well, let me think. Because the balls, I think everyone should have balls.
Yeah.
I think balls should come with whatever make of the human body you get dealt.
Why?
I think they really fill out the silhouette of a person nicely.
Yeah, some people have tits, though. That's fun.
Yeah, I would love to
tits and balls
would
have tits and balls and tits and balls.
I think we should just hang balls from a tit.
That'd be good if both your... Oh, what if both my tits had a set of balls?
That'd be great, right?
Fuck. That'd be awesome. And then I'm always adjusting.
Yeah.
Absentmindedly.
You've got a sports bra and then, like, you've got another sports bra.
Another sports bra underneath, yeah.
Holding the balls in place.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah, I love putting my laptop on my tits, but I hear it's really bad for my balls.
I hear it's really bad for my tits balls.
for my balls, which are on my tits.
I like an earring that's just a set of balls.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like truck nuts, but for your ears.
Like truck nuts. We could just get some truck nuts.
And so while she was saying that whole sentence, Demi's face was scrunched up in pain. Because she's experiencing some real hectic thing. You know what?
It's okay.
I'm going to go grab you some Nurofen.
No, it's okay right now. It's just waves. I'll get some after.
Okay, if you think it brings something to your podcast.
Yeah, I think it's helping.
Yeah, you think it makes it funnier for you to be like...
Let's get truck nuts for the gamer chair.
That sounds good.
Does
that
it?
Sounds good, baby.
You want it?
I mean, what I want for the gamer chair...
is to not have it. That's what I want for
no,
it.
I adore it.
No, you don't.
I've come around to it.
No, you haven't.
I think it looks great.
You're saying that
and
because I'm here.
It feels good.
No.
I enjoy sitting in it.
Mm-hmm.
I love feeling the gamer cortex in my brain activate the second my tailbone hits that sweet, sweet gamer cushion.
God, you would not believe how quickly what you were saying just turned into in my brain. Saw your lips moving. Didn't take any of that in.
Right. Well, so now...
And then Tom got me some Nurofen. Nurofen really tastes like a lolly, huh?
Yeah, they really added some sugar coating to the outside of it.
Anyway, I had some Nurofen.
And that's the opposite of what I want with my medicine. Give it to me straight, Doc. Give it to me straight. Don't sugarcoat it, Doc.
I say give it to me straight again.
Give it to me straight, Doc.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm gay, he says spookily.
Oh, wow.
Spooky gay.
Very spooky.
Spooky gay doctor.
Really scary.
Yeah.
Oh, the, God, I'm trying to remember other shit, like, regrettable things I've bought. Definitely the fight stick is one.
Yeah.
It's far too big. I don't use it, and it looks stupid.
I bought my soap cleaner to clean my soap.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me because I would think that the soap would be clean when you bought it, and any soap cleaner that you bought would, by virtue of its existence, be more soap
now,
or soap for soap.
Yes. Now, can I ask something?
When
I first said that, is the reason that you talked for so long after that because you believed me for a second that I bought a soap cleaner, Tom?
No, I'm flailing.
Okay.
Demi, I got to be honest, I'm flailing. I'm flailing. All I want to do is lie down and not feel.
Lie down!
No!
You said you were going to. You lied.
Okay,
lie down
fine,
on the
I'm
floor.
Do it.
Tom's only going to lie down on the floor.
This sucks.
Why?
It's not good. There. There we go.
Now, Tom's lying on the floor. How does it feel?
Honestly, this is much better.
Yeah. So why'd you yell at me when I said to do it?
I don't know. I'm feeling explosive. I'm feeling unpredictable and crazy. I'm a madman, Demi.
You look nice in a polo shirt, though.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
It's a blank polo shirt, though, which makes me feel like you should be sitting on a horse. You know? If you're not going to have the little picture, then you should have to do it.
Yeah, we need to establish somehow that this is a polo shirt.
Yeah. Like, if I had a shirt that said Thrasher in regular font, I should be on fire.
Just Thrasher with Times New Roman.
Yeah, and then I have to set myself ablaze.
Yeah. Fuck.
Like, if I had a shirt that just had a regular Calvin on it, I would have to piss on a Ford logo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With my little penis.
It's so crazy how much piss that little Calvin has in him. I guess
he's got
because
so much piss,
never,
I've never seen him not pissing.
Well, they never draw him in the comic pissing, so whenever they need he needs to, he has to go and do it on a logo.
Yeah, and you do piss a lot, so they did have to draw like a ton of every five pictures they draw of Calvin not pissing, they have to draw one of him pissing so he doesn't get all full up.
Yeah. Hey, can I tell you? This feels so much better, lying down. My poor little back.
Yeah.
For anyone playing at home wondering what's up with my back, it's kind of the hidden secret of my body. It's just behind the very well-trafficked front.
Yeah.
That's where the back is. And around the...
Yeah, it's sort of the belly button's hurt.
Oh, fuck off. Anyway, it's right above my like pelvis on the left-hand side. I'm just feeling a little bit like almost like I'm out of sync. I feel like my hips have turned a little bit wrong. You know, like I feel like put together wrong.
You're like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, I am like a German Shepherd.
Bred to kill.
Strong, gorgeous.
Bred to kill fucked up hips.
Yeah. That is crazy that a German Shepherd is just like a powerful, like, assassin of a brute of a dog.
That lives
for
like 3 years.
But it's also just
years.
Steadily dissolving.
Yeah.
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 Until its hips, like, crack off and start a life of its own.
It's like a gun made out of Mentos.
Yeah. Oh, great. We finally finished making that ice Gatling gun that you wanted. Yeah, it can fire about 50 times, but boy, oh boy, does it melt.
I love when, like, you know when you're a kid and you're like, if you filled a gun full of ice, then there'd be no... evidence at the scene.
What?
Like ice bullets when you're a kid. Did you never have the thought when you're a kid, like, oh, ice bullets in a gun and then it just melts.
Wow.
There's no evidence at the murder scene. You know when you think about murder when you're a kid? You know when you think about different ways that you could murder and get away with it when you're a kid?
And I found Demi is realizing that this is not a regular way of being. And she's trying to hide the fact that she...
You know
anything
about it?
Yeah, you know when you...
Ice knife.
You know when you have a bunch of adults in your life as a kid who you want to murder and get away with it?
You know when you have a bunch of extremely unlikable and explosive stepfathers?
Yeah. One after the other.
Anyway! Doo-doo-doo!
Yeah. It's
normal stuff. Anyway, normal.
Yeah, it's really good shit. Your mum is like a gym leader in that she really has a type, and it's poison. Poison and dark.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Ekans in our lives.
Mm. You know, backwards.
Mm. Hats are cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
You glad I
I'm really
kept
glad.
You away from saying it? Yeah. Arbok.
I wonder how I'm feeling, Demi. Because this has been kind of a week of strange moments. One moment where I was setting your stuff up for streaming and you said something and I kind of distractedly kind of like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then said, oh, no, I just realized I'm sitting on two avocados and then took two avocados out of my back pocket.
Yeah.
And that was a low point, I
would
say.
That was pretty rough. One of them was all split open.
One of them was all split open because I put my butt on it.
Mm.
And now with my hurt back.
Now I'm allergic to your butt.
A little bit strange. Now you're allergic to my butt, of course. Earlier, just before we started, you were bent over. I think you were tying your shoe or looking for something on the ground.
No, I was just having a fun time being at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, right.
I really like sometimes just bending over.
Because of like how height difference, I could then just sit on your butt.
Yeah, I became a chair.
Farted
onto my butt. Yeah. So now my butt is stinky.
Now your butt is stinky, but not a normal stink. Now it's stinky like Tom's butt. And now that means my nose is very confused when I bend over and sniff you like the dog I am.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, hello, me.
Hello, me.
Hello, me. Hello, inside of me.
Hello, cheese.
Oh.
Hello, me. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, hello, me. Yeah, it's funny.
It is.
Yeah, it is. That's why I said.
Oh. Yeah, the... Oh, no, I did this fucking self-tape for... I don't know how much you can say, but basically it was like the self-tape for an explanatory kind of tutorial thing that they want to make an ad campaign.
Change it just enough so that when the ad campaign comes out, people can't see you.
Basically, it's part of this like new push, which is they want to make ads, but they want to have them be spread by people being like, oh, I finally have learned that thing. So, for example, like... If it was for Tesla or something, it would be a series of ads explaining how a electric car works as opposed to a combustion engine.
Mm.
And then, you know, inbuilt in there is like Tesla being like, you know, and that's why it's better or whatever. Anyway, they sent it to me, this opportunity for a self-tape, and I read over it and realized that the thing was that they hadn't included a script and they just wanted me to go out and learn how to explain this thing that I had no knowledge of.
Yeah, and this is a to quite try complicated and get the
technical
job.
Thing. Yeah, yes. It's to get the job, which you don't have. So there's no, it's just fucking doing homework.
Yeah.
With nothing to gain.
They want you to do their job.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks shit. And also, I got the deadline wrong, so I ended up submitting it about an hour late and also filmed in my parents' house. So the first thing I have to say is like, hey, I'm Tom Walker. This is the least weird frame I could find in my parents' house.
Sorry about all of the bulldogs.
Even then, there's like so many beads in the background. I just had to be like, listen, just so you know. Also, I was filming in portrait mode just because that was the only way I could get it. That there weren't like black and white photographs of my granddad in there. So, of anyone, if you wanted anyone's opinion on technology, it's not this cunt.
Yeah.
Just sitting in this palatial abode.
With a far more calloused version of you behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a portrait behind me that's getting older and older as I get, I don't know, for some reason in my portrait of Dorian Gray, what I wanted to be is a slightly balding 31-year-old. No, not my peak.
No.
What I want is to be halted right at the start of the decline.
Yeah. My peak isn't fun.
Yeah, we want to be at the fun part of the roller coaster.
Yeah. I'm just about to speed up.
Yeah. No. I still want to have a forehead, but I want it to be the biggest forehead possible.
Yeah, so I guess my picture of Dorian Gray in terms of a roller coaster, I would be stuck upside down in the loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, nothing is under my control and I'm always nauseous.
Yeah, you are. Oh, God, your poor body is a nightmare.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries.
I think I'm cute.
It looks great. Handles like shit. It handles like absolute shit.
Yeah,
kind like of constantly is just fucking exploding.
Kind of a DeLorean, huh?
Uh-huh.
They were badly made.
Really?
Yeah, there weren't many made. People did. They
tried to just put the doors on normal, but then they're like, oh.
Uh-oh. Sideways Larry came in and was like, the door's on. You know?
Yeah.
Sideways Larry,
of course.
DeLoreans
had an accident at work and had his neck twisted 90 degrees to the right. Yes. And so when he put the doors on,
they were up.
This is good.
DeLoreans, they were famously like bad to drive and poorly made, and like you can't really get replacement parts except for like super specialists, because there's only like 3,000 in the world or whatever. DeLoreans.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Back to the Future got lucky making them famous, I guess.
What do you mean?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Have you ever been to a haunted house?
Like a real one or?
Either or.
I lived in one that was haunted.
Really?
Yeah. I've told you this before. The ghost hated my sister. It was funny.
Was it haunted or did you just have a bad childhood?
No, it was haunted. Like me and my sisters were like, hey, remember when what?
Porque no los dos.
Well, the reason that we were like, remember that ghost that lived in our house was because we were like, yeah, that was fun. Ghost was fun
that
in comparison
nice
to everything else.
Yeah. Honestly, you could have been, Ringu'd or something, and it would have been at least this existential threat let us watch a movie. Yeah. Like, this was like getting a substitute teacher in rather than the stepdads.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know whether it was just us egging each other on, but we were like, there's an old lady that just shows up in the granny flat. And Mum was like, what? We're like, yeah, there's like an old lady that is just in the granny flat sometimes. And like, we can like see her through the window and she doesn't like talk to us. And she kind of like walks into the cupboard and then she goes away. Mum was like, what the fuck?
That's fucked up.
And then looked it up and she was like, huh, yep, old lady died in there.
Well, yeah, that makes sense with it being a granny flat and all.
Yeah.
She got flattened. Did you see her?
Yeah.
Really?
Only once or twice. Not Nikita. Leah saw her heaps.
Really?
Yeah.
And she hated your sister.
oh, she just, like, Leah always saw her and she was scared of her. So I was like, stop showing yourself to her. Yeah. And one time Leah came home and she was like had a really weird thing where she was like, electronics in different rooms kept turning on and immediately switching themselves off as soon as I walked into the room.
Ugh.
We were like, oh, dang.
That like, sucks, man.
Ran outside to our neighbors and was like, I can't go back there.
It must have been weird, like, being a ghost before electronics and having to be like, well, I guess I'll, I don't know, start the forge.
Isn't that, no. That's why, I think that is why ghosts love turning electronics on and off. They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
What is this happening?
Check this out. Oh, my God.
Tick, 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 that's a light switch.
Yeah. Yeah, it must be so nice. Whoa. Oh, boy. This Mario fella. He's nothing like the Italians of my day.
So this plumber doesn't fix anything, only murders.
He only murders. Well, that kind of reminds me of the reason I'm here. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I went to one, what's the word, ghost train ride when I was a kid.
Yeah, I love ghost train rides.
Really?
Yeah, but they do genuinely scare the fucking shit out of me.
Yes. That's the thing I've realized about you. Some people like horror stuff because they don't get scared. You get very scared.
Not of movies.
Not by movies, but like experiential shit. Like horror games will freak you the fuck out.
Yeah,
like
but
any
I love
jump
it.
Scare gets you.
Yeah, but I love it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well then call me Mrs. Crazy.
Who's Mr. Crazy? Okay.
Cloud shaped like Demi.
Yeah, you run back to your husband, Mr. Crazy, and his, I don't know, fucking...
And his upside down
his
penis.
Wacky house.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant.
I would love for my penis to be attached backwards.
What, like just a meaty wound at the front end?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I think it'd be better.
You gonna piss in?
Listen, it couldn't make
Where
it
are you
worse.
Getting the piss from to piss in?
I don't know. I guess I'll just go and plug into other people.
All right, and then how are you gonna get that piss out? Again, we didn't plan for the podcast to be about this stuff, but no. There you go.
I went to one ghost train, and I begged my mom until we finally could go on it. And basically all it was, because it was, and I think, like, not the Royal Easter Show, but something like that, which is like kind of like a state fair of any Americans. what we did was...
Don't
got on this
shit
tiny little cart.
Talk to me.
Okay, fine.
Talk to them.
Well, Demi, it was like a state fair.
Ah.
An American state fair.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, now I understand.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
now I get it.
Oh, my God. My credit card is going mental.
That doesn't make sense.
I love my credit card.
I have to go to the dentist. Oh, my God. Let's go to lunch.
Let's do lunch.
Let's do lunch.
I just found the most incredible little Korean place. It's called Korea.
Korean barbecue.
They love Korean barbecue.
They love Korean barbecue,
do
Americans.
My God, have you not had Korean barbecue?
Have you ever worn a hat? This is Americans.
You are going to love this thing. Let me place this on top of your head.
Yeah, I know. Weird, right? Now... Try touch your hair. I know!
Okay. And you think that's going to be all. Now, hold out your feet.
Okay. Underwear. Do you know it?
I've been wearing this charming little thing. It's called socks.
Socks.
It's called socks.
Socks.
They're incredible. They go over your shoes.
They go over
wait,
your
no,
shoes.
Oh my God. I've,
oh,
I
got it wrong. I
got
it wrong. Okay, and these are called exo socks.
Yeah.
They're like a hard sock for the outside of your sock.
Here's another thing Americans do. Oh, come on, ref. Oh, come on. Oh, really? Oh, right. Come on, ref.
Do you have croissants? Do you have croissants?
Hey, yeah, I'm sorry. I just had a really stressful day at the drone factory where I make drones. Anyway, I'm looking for a croissant.
Do you have a croissant?
Let me hit
What
the
do you mean this is an Apple store? Do you have croissants? That's Americans.
Yeah. Americans love that.
Americans love asking for croissants.
Hey, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Shorts. I like wearing shorts.
Oh my God. I just found the most darling little credit card.
I need a leash for my credit card.
I'm wondering if there's any way I can make a more darling little credit card.
I tried to cut my jeans into jorts, but I cut them in half upways. So now I have one jean and another jean that's lying on the floor.
Yeah, I've been...
Half my penis is showing.
I've been thinking of taking, wait for it, improv classes. But I just can't figure out which credit card to put them on.
I'd like a new mustache. This is what Americans are like.
This is what Americans are like.
I'd love... And have you heard of eyelids? Your eyeballs look incredibly dry.
I was driving the most darling little car to my credit card the other day.
My credit card lives just above my dishwasher.
Gah!
Just across the street from me, and it's so convenient. All I have to do is go over, knock on the door. Mm. No doorbells in our neighborhood.
I love watching the wheels on the bus go round and then round.
I love it.
Yes. Oh, there's the most darling little tapas place. And the great news is, they take credit card.
They take credit card?
This is so stupid.
No, this is really good. I love having a beard.
I'm not scared of death, but what I am scared of is not being able to use my credit card.
I really love ironing my blouse.
Well, I guess my hobbies aren't ironing my blouse.
I like ironing my
putting
blouse.
Putting up drywall.
Taking my credit card to the park.
What I've been doing recently is taking my credit card to the park and just swiping it along the bark of trees, hoping that I can pay for something.
Please let me pay for a gum nut.
I'm tapping it on the heads of dogs, just hoping I can just pay for something.
Please, somebody let me pay.
Let me cash my check.
I want to feed the economy. Have you ever seen a swan? Listen to me. Have you ever seen a swan?
I'm being serious here. These things are wackadoo.
They are like a long duck.
Okay. I thought I'd seen everything, and then I saw one of these swans, and let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
You think it's done. It just keeps going.
It
that
just
head is
keeps
so high up.
Going.
I swear, it's more neck than bird.
I've never seen an ambulance. American people, you know.
I don't believe in ambulances. I've just never seen
one. I've never seen one.
I've never seen an ambulance.
I've never seen or heard an ambulance.
Okay, and apparently they exist. I've never seen one.
Once I called the police on myself for fun.
I was running and running. I told them I'd stolen my credit card. They believed me. Who could keep their hands off that darling little thing?
I wear a hat to bed. I'm American.
I'm American. I wear a hat to bed. And I don't take off my shoes.
My favorite part of my body is my forehead.
All right, well, that's been this week's Big Soft Titty Dot. PNG. My story was just going to be that I got on a ghost train with my mom and
got scared, huh?
it was just a little thing on tracks, and then the lights were off, and then people just would touch you.
Yeah, one time
like a guy was up in the ceiling and he just would put his hand on your face. He'd be like, "Ah!"
One time I was on a ghost train and there was a guy when sometimes they like jump on the back of your car, which I don't think they could probably do these days. It was probably about 15 years ago that it happened.
Yeah.
But he like jumped on the back and I was there with my mum and I just turned around and said, "No, thank you." And he went, "Okay." Got off and then got on the next person's cart.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And he wasn't actually employed. He was actually trying to kill you.
Yeah, he was a murderer.
Oh, boy.
So if you just try that. Just try asking not to be killed.
If you're a reformed murderer.
Has it ever occurred to you?
If you're a murderer, getting work at the ghost train must be such a thrill.
I've always genuinely thought, like, that's why I'm kind of scared of, like, ghost trains. Because I'm like, it'd be the perfect place to do a murder. It would.
It would.
Then your body's just a prop.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this week's BigSoftTitty.png. If you want more episodes, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/BigSoftTitty. We got a $5 tier and a $10 tier. You can either get weekly or fortnightly episodes in the reverse order, all those things. But thank you so much for listening. I'll see you later. And Demi will as well. I've kind of just taken over this outro, and she's looking at me with something like disgust in her eyes.
That energy was darling.
Okay, and that means the opposite of what she said. There's a little bit of sarcasm for you to see you out. Hope you have a beautiful week, I guess. Talk to you soon. Bye.
My nose is as small as it's ever been.
I was thinking of getting an operation.
I was thinking of getting an operation, too.
Would anyone else here like to go ahead and get a cheeky little operation?
Who wants an operation?
I'm looking to go under, okay?
I'm going to go under. Are you going to go under?
I'm getting general anesthetic for my operation.
A bowl of operation to share, please.
Yeah, thank you. When I wake up, I want all of it gone.
Cut my whole body off.
I'm feeling full, okay? I want to be emptied out.
Cut my whole body off. When I wake up, I just want to be a hand.
Yeah, I'm thinking Hillsong Church for me, honey. As in, no organs. No organs. They're old.
No organs.
No organs.
No okay. Organs.
No okay. Organs.
I'm American.
All right, bye.
Bulldog.